Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Hello and welcome to the Aware Show. This is the Cigar, and it is a privilege to be here with you today. Thank you so much for joining me. It's always a privilege to sit and speak with incredible people who are experts in their field of personal and transformational development and have fun at the same time. So thank you so much for being here with me. And I also want to mention that I have a great new program out. It's called Reset Your Brain for Success. And you can find it on my website, which is theawareshow.com. And it's a program, it's a 30-day program that will help you to create a goal or to get very focused around a specific goal that you're looking to create. I created this program out of my brain injury, actually, that I had 15 years ago. But I learned that in order for me to really focus and get something done, I have to reset my brain and calibrate it every single day. And so these are exercises and techniques on how I do that every day that, of course, will help you in a tremendous way. People that have gone through the program have created their goal halfway through and then started on a second one. So it's very powerful whenever you sit and intend and focus. And this guide is more of a companion to facilitate that for you. So you can check that out at my website, which is theawareshow.com. And there are so many different technologies that are available today. There's got to be one person, though, that can help vet them all out for you. And that person I have found, and I'm very excited about it. Jonathan Robinson is not only a best-selling author of 10 books and a licensed psychotherapist on his own, and he has reached millions of people throughout the world through his appearances on Oprah and CNN and many other talk shows. But he collects, or maybe is the curator of the best apps and gadgets and tools and supplements for feeling more delight in your life. Supplements that hack happiness, supplements that, and technologies that are designed to bring you balance, focus, joy, all sorts of things. So someone had to bet them all out, and it's Jonathan. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining.
Thank you, Lisa.
How did you get started in, first of all, let's talk about your career as an author and a speaker. Let's talk about that first. How did you get started in that arena?
Well, it started at the ripe old age of 11 when I looked at my family, who was all miserable, including me, and I said, I might want to do something different than what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I got into, at the age of 12, I got into hypnosis and meditation and yoga and self-help, and I developed a photographic memory so I didn't have to study a lot, and with that free time, I just studied all the best ways to feel better. And eventually that became a career.
A career with, to a huge level, though. I mean, you have to be on Oprah and CNN talking about joy and creating more joy. You had to have reached a certain level in order to do that. How did you do that?
Well, you know, when you work on yourself and you listen for what you're supposed to do, I think good things happen. But I do have a one trait that really helped a lot, and that was that I'm lazy. And that helped because I was always focused on methods that could take 2 minutes a day or less to dramatically help me feel better or help with my relationships or help with my health. Well, it ends up there's a lot of lazy people in America that don't have a lot of time. So when I wrote books that dealt with these types of techniques, Oprah and other people liked them and you know, sold a lot of books that way. So it just so happens that my personal, call it shortcomings, led to me writing books that other people liked.
Well, why do we have such a fast-paced, you know, need it now type of desire as human beings? What is that instant gratification part of us that needs to be satisfied?
Well, we all want to feel good. And so that's really what we're trying to do here on planet Earth in some way. You know, some people do it through making money. Some people do it through relationships. Some people do it through watching TV. But now what's exciting is that there's better technologies for helping people feel good. You know, the main way people felt good is I'll make a lot of money and then I'll control all the people and events in my life to be the way I want. That's a really bad, inefficient method for feeling good. And, you know, even
right.
People who make a lot of money often can't convert that to feeling good.
Right, it's temporary satisfaction. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the best way to feel good is you have a way of quieting your mind and opening your heart. But the ways to do that have been rather difficult. Now, I spent 10 years in a monastery, so I'm not totally against those methods. I meditate every day. But my wife hates meditation, and it wasn't until I found her a gadget that quieted her mind that she started to use it. And I find that a lot of people are that way, that, you know, technology has mostly created what I call WMDs, widgets of mass distraction.
True. Cell phones, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and what we need is technology to help us to quiet our mind, to open our hearts, to help us connect more deeply with each other. And starting about 10 years ago, some of those things started to come out, and they were really lousy and not very effective. But each year, they've gotten better and better. And now, there's a lot of things. In my book, I reviewed 100 of them that are really, really good. And I own all of them.
You know, I was thinking, it really taps into a bigger question and conversation, because there are, you know, there's so many songs and books and movies that are written on Cats in the Cradle, for example, of not having enough time to do the things that you love because you're busy building the enterprise, the career, the climbing the ladder in your, you know, anywhere between your 20s and your 50s. And those are usually the years where you're feeling the strongest, you're raising your children. And I had a great conversation with my family the other day thinking, what if we lived in a society where you were not allowed to work when your child was between 0 and 18 years old, and that you were not allowed to work during that time, but yet you were, your full-time job was to be a conscious, connected parent, and that everybody's careers started when their kids were 18, and then most of the jobs that we did were just basically to support those who were raising children. I thought, God, what an interesting society that would be. And then the people that weren't raising children were in that role as well of being able to support infrastructure and companies and so forth that supported the entire universal family. And I thought, what a utopic society. And then we started talking about the fact that would never work because everybody would be in a constant state of trying to figure out what they're doing. It would just never work. It would never work. So we were looking at that as how could we really train ourselves to enjoy the moment that we're in without the worries of the next step, the next thing. And that's the power of being present, right?
Yeah. And, you know, if we really want to change the world, you only need to make one change. And that is, how do you help people to get in touch with the peace and love inside of them very effectively and efficiently?
In that
moment. If we could do that, everything would change.
It's true.
And so I believe that these technologies that are now out there can help people to do that, and they keep getting better and better. So I'm hopeful that once people know about this stuff, which most people don't, that we actually will create world peace, because world peace starts within ourselves.
Right. And that's, That's the main thing we all talk about in the personal development industry is how we can create that simple peace within ourselves so that then we could extend it to the universal family. But yeah. And of course, we don't live in that type of utopic world. So
That may happen sometimes. So, you know, I spent a lot of years in a monastery. I've meditated at least an hour a day for 40 years. But my wife has been able to duplicate my brainwave state by meditating for about 6 hours, where she got trained on how to create the same brainwave state that I have. Now, meditation for me is like intense, blissful ecstasy. You know, but it took me 40 years to get there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of pissed off that she managed to do it in about 6 hours because she had a better technology than I did, which was just, you know, focusing on my breath and trying to learn what works. But she could see every moment if she was moving towards peace or not. And some of these technologies now can really train people very quickly how to open their heart, how to find peace, how to experience even states of ecstasy that used to take a lot of time to get there. And there's downsides to these technologies, too. I'm not saying that they're all good, but I'm saying that if you explore, you can generally find something that works really well for you. And once that happens, your life is never the same.
True. Now, let's talk about some of these technologies. What's the goal when you're looking at a technology? What are you looking for it to do to get to a place of that inner peace?
Well, there's a lot of different technologies, and they have different things, but some of them actually just give you physical pleasure. You know, think of how much time you spend trying to get the physical pleasure of sex. What if you could do that just by putting, you know, something on your head or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
So some do that. Some help you to get lost in what I would call flow states, where you lose sense of time and you're just totally involved in that, like virtual reality can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so compelling, you just lose yourself in what's happening. Some of them actually can increase a sense of meaning in your life, such as deepening your relationships or helping you to feel more gratitude. And some of them give you a sense of peace or can help you to feel more love. So there's a lot of different technologies that do different things. And my question to people is always, what are you looking for? What do you want?
Right.
What's missing?
Right. For me, it's always usually focus because those other states are easy for me to get to. The focus states are the harder ones.
Right. So we were both at the transformation, you know, this event recently, and I gave you three pills, I believe,
yes,
that are called nootropics that help with focus.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we haven't talked really about it. What was your experience? Did it help with your focus?
Well, it really did. And this brings this question up is I believe that there's different types of people, and you can help me understand this, where there's some people who are naturally needing more of the peaceful meditative states because they're naturally more amped. And then there are those who are naturally more relaxed, chill, kind of in the flow states that need more focus. And that's I'm the latter. I'm the person who's can just stare at a flower all day.
Uh-huh.
But that's not I chose a career that requires quick thinking and activation because I can sit and stare at a flower all day. I don't need to try to get there. What I like to do is to work to focus, to move things along faster. That for me is entertaining. It's challenging. It's dopamine producing and motivating.
Yeah.
So do you notice that there are two different types of personalities?
Absolutely. And so I gave you that because I know the type that you are. So I gave you a nootropic that I thought would help you in a way that would be useful to you.
That's so cool.
And I gave other people a different nootropic.
Ah, that is you are very intuitive. I did learn this about you. Yes, so that, what are nootropics?
Nootropics are any supplement that has been shown to either increase energy, focus, or mood, or all of the above. And they're healthy, generally, they're legal, and they're kind of like brain food. You know, we take vitamins for our body, but we don't, until recently, we haven't known to, like, give our brain all the best nutrients to make it work better. Did you ever see the movie Limitless?
Yes, I love that movie, yes.
Right, so, mm-hmm. You know, it's like a pill that helps your brain to wake up.
Yes.
And a lot of times you don't know your brain isn't woken up until you take a pill and you go, wow, I feel really good.
Right, you don't realize it. And, I mean, those movies like that and Lucy all really talk about using the full capacity of the brain. And who's to really say that we aren't? There's no way to measure it.
Yeah. But you know when you're productive and happy, and you know when you're, you know, feel like you're moving through concrete.
I can tell through my thoughts. In the evening, I have thoughts that are less, you know, they're harder to move through, less motivated, less interested. In the mornings, I have thoughts that are like, okay, we can do this, and I forgot to do that, let me get this done. And
Right. They're
just probably different cycles of chemistry that's being created by brain at certain times of the day. And that's regardless of coffee.
Now, the complicated thing is that different things work for different people. So what I tried to do in the Technology of Joy book was recommend the best of every category. You know, if you're somebody who has a hard time focusing, I recommend, you know, I gave you something called Qualia Nootropic. If you're somebody who's already overstimulated, I make suggestions for those types of people. There's a lot of crap out there, so it helps to have a guidebook that says, you know, these are the two or three things you might want to try out, and if you find one that works for you, hallelujah, because then your life goes better when you feel good and you're focused, or your life goes better when you feel peaceful and at ease. And a lot of people have found that, you know, just taking a couple pills and they feel good for 7-8 hours, and it's actually good for them, that's quite an accomplishment.
We're going to talk about what's in these in just a second, but let's talk about the opposite, where someone is having a hard time sleeping or gets up in the middle of the night and can't go back to sleep or is troubled by their thoughts. Is there a good quality either gadget or supplement that you have found to create that type of slumber?
Yeah, there's a lot of things I mentioned in the book. Let me just mention a few really quickly.
Oh, the book is called The Joy of Technology. I'm sorry, The Technology of Joy.
The Technology of Joy.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, go. Could be either way. But, okay, slumber.
Well, for example, there's aromatherapy products like lavender that can help. There's a product called GABA or Gabatrol that some people really like that is amino acid that helps people sleep. There's things like 5-HTP. There's things like sleep trackers like the Zio. There's things like audioscapes from an app called Relax Melodies that can help slow down your brain waves so that you easily fall asleep. So there's an abundance of things to try. And what I recommend is I say to people, if you have a hard time going to sleep, here are the five new technologies I'd recommend. Try one or two or three, and once one works for you, congratulations, you'll now not have a problem with insomnia. Or if you're a type of person who has low energy, try one of these three things, and soon you'll have more energy. It's a little bit of a matter of trial and error. Mm-hmm. But the Technology of Joy book makes it easier because there's so much stuff out there, and most of it's not very good. It's good to know that these are the things that are probably the best in their field and worth trying.
What about ADD and ADHD, where you have the overprescribed medications for those types of brain issues?
Mm-hmm. Well, once again, I mentioned a few things that people can try. Gabatrol is one of them. But also listening to different guided meditations have been found to help with such things. There's an app called Headspace that has 300 different guided meditations ranging from a minute long to an hour long, and they can help people with that problem. And there's also some supplements that you can buy a health food store that seem to work as well as Adderall for ADHD, that are a lot healthier and a lot less expensive, and they're non-prescription. For example, something called Adrafinil, which I talk about in the book. So most people, you know, they're caught in the medical industrial complex where you get prescriptions for life and they're not that good for you and you're tied to all that. And I want to give people options and hopefully things that are healthier and cost less than what you typically get when going to a doctor for depression or anxiety or ADHD.
So when you talk about something like, let's break down the Adrafinil that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
What types of properties are in that? What is a phenol?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not a chemist, so I can't talk to that directly. What I know is that the U.S. Army has been using Adrafinil with their soldiers to keep them alert for long periods of time and also to treat ADHD in the Army. Now, it's something you can get online, or in health food stores, but it's pretty intense. I mean, last time I needed to be up for 20 hours totally focused, I took one pill and that seemed to work. I had to write 70 pages for a book I had forgotten about, and I managed to do it. And I felt good at the same time. But it's not the type of thing you want to take every day, necessarily.
Okay.
So, chemically, I tried not to suggest anything that is bad for you, but certain things like that particular supplement shouldn't be taken every day.
So what type of process do you use to put things through so that are safe, or how do you use like a litmus test in order to put your recommendations in the book?
Well, first I try them, and I try them for a while, and then I have a bunch of my friends try them, and then I read a lot about them, and then I have a doctor that I consult with. So that has to pass several levels of stuff before I recommend it, because I realize it's going to, you know, a sizable audience. That being said, the best trial is what you try. You know, you generally know if something feels good in your body, or you know if this gadget seemed to help you in some way, or if it didn't. But I try to make sure that some supplements or some gadgets that can give people negative experiences, I made sure that they didn't get into the book.
What about the biggest industry in the world, the weight loss industry? Have you ever found a biohack for something like that that's safe?
Well, my recommendation for that is that so much of eating really comes down to eating for emotional issues. Mm-hmm. Not all of it. And, you know, there's some evidence that if you change your microbiome and take a good probiotic, that can help. But what I find is that when I feel really good and when I feel filled with energy, I don't need as much ice cream in my life.
Yeah, you got a good point. Yes, true.
So the goal isn't, you know, diet. It's not a fun thing. The first three letters in it are die. You know, it doesn't sound like a good time.
Because that's what you feel like. Yeah.
But, you know, when I feel good and full of energy, I just eat less junk food and I move around a lot more. So that's my diet cure.
Are there gadgets that can help you work out, help you move a little bit more?
Yeah, there are. There's some gadgets that will actually move your body, like the Qi machine that gives you more Qi.
Right.
And there's gadgets that move your energy around so that you feel more energized. But my favorite things for feeling more energy are some of the nootropics that feel really good in your body, and you also have more energy because it's feeding you at a very deep level. You know, these supplements used to be really bad 10 years ago. And I was surprised last year when I did research how much better they've gotten, partly because there's a lot of money in it. And I don't recommend anything in the book that I have a financial tie to, because I realize that would make me less than impartial. So I only recommend products that I personally like and have served a lot of people. And what I find is that when you find the right nootropic, your life jumps 25% right away, because you just feel better in your body. And the downside is they can cost, you know, some money. The best nootropics cost $2 or $3 a day.
Oh.
But $2 a day, you know, is less than a latte. And if you feel good all day and you're doing your best, I think it's worth it.
So let's talk about the one that you recommended to me, the nootropic of Qualia.
Uh-huh.
How many different ingredients in this particular compound?
About 20.
Fascinating. And they all have different supports. They all support different things, but do any of them, obviously, they don't contradict with each other, right?
Yeah, it was very scientifically formulated. They put a lot of research into this product, and they decided, well, what's the state of the art? How good of a product can we make that immediately feels good and immediately gives people the nutrition, brain nutrition, and energy they want? The downside of that is it costs a little bit more. You know, you're talking probably $250 a day. But that shows what's possible. And I've been taking it for a month now, every day, and it's even building in how good it makes me feel. You took it one day and you noticed it right away, as most people do. But there's various things, you know. There's a supplement I recommend in the book that mimics the effect of the drug ecstasy, which is a drug that makes people feel good, but it's very bad for your body, and
mm-hmm.
it's illegal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when I found this thing that mimics the effect, you know, it's not something you want to do during a normal office day, but I thought, wow, you know, that's interesting. So there's a lot out there. You do have to take the time to try a couple things and see what works for you, because sometimes, you know, like, I love Häagen-Dazs ice cream, but my wife doesn't, which I find amazing.
Right, right.
You know, so everybody's a little bit different. I actually can't drink coffee because it's too stimulating for me, but other people can.
Right, exactly.
So you do got to try a couple things to find out what works best for you.
Well, you do in the book, The Technology of Joy, you outline 101 different products, and then you have people, you kind of make recommendations in the end of who this is best suited for, what the best features of it and the possible shortcomings are, so that you
mm-hmm.
can actually make an educated decision when you are trying specific things. And then you do a write-up on each one of the things that you covered in the book. But I'm sure there's a lot more. But these are either techniques or gadgets or supplements. Now, let's talk about antidepressants.
Okay.
Is there a supplement that you've found here that help with one of the biggest prescribed set of drugs out there, which are antidepressants?
Well, first of all, the latest research shows that almost all the effect of antidepressants is really the placebo effect. So antidepressants are very expensive placebos with lots of negative side effects, according to Harvard Medical School. That's a direct quote.
If they have negative side effects, though, how could they be placebos? I mean,
well, they're not nothing in them. There is medicine in them, but the effects are due to the placebo effect, the positive effects.
Positive effects. I see. Okay.
Right. And in fact, when something has negative side effects, people think, well, I'm taking powerful medicine. It must be powerful medicine. And that actually turbocharges the placebo effect.
Yep, I can understand that, absolutely. If you feel it's going to make you better, then there's a good percentage that it will.
A
higher percentage that it will.
Absolutely. And in the book, I recommend probably 20 things that can help people. Some of them have actually been documented to be up to 8 times more powerful in terms of effect than antidepressants in curing depression. And these are researched articles that have appeared in journals. And now some of them are gadgets, but actually one of them is just a psychological technique that takes 3 minutes a day to do. So the state of the art, the problem is that antidepressants are a $25 billion a year industry.
Mm-hmm.
I can't make it any money telling you about this 3 minute technique. Actually, I can make a little bit of money. You might buy the book, but that's why most people don't know about these better ways to cure depression, because there's not a huge marketing, thing supporting it. But for people who suffer from depression, I would suggest that they try a couple nootropics like Qualia, that they try a method called Three Good Things, which is a psychological method mentioned in the book, that they try some apps that give guided meditations that help with depression.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things to try.
Tell us about the Three Good Things technique. That sounds like fun.
Well, Three Good Things technique is, I'll practice it with you. First thing is I ask you, what's something good that's happened to you in the last 24 hours, something that you've appreciated?
Doing my radio show.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the first part of the technique, but the most important part of the technique is answering this question. What about you, what, like, character trait or ability allowed you to create this radio show so you could enjoy it?
Because I truly have a love and a passion for the material, and I believe other people do too, so it serves a greater purpose.
I agree that you do have that. So that would be one good thing. Now, every day when you review the traits in you that allowed you to experience something good in your life, that feels pretty good.
Yes, I see the traits.
And you do that every day for 45 seconds. But if you did that three times, you would see that you, in a certain way, these traits that you have, your curiosity, your enthusiasm, your openness, are not just serving you, but they're serving lots of other people. And that, in a way, you're a walking healing machine.
That's true. That's true.
And that feels great. So that simple exercise seems to be 8 times better at helping people with depression than antidepressants.
Very good. And a great thing that you can do before meals or in a meditation or when you get up or with a family member or something like that. That's a good interactive exercise as well. So of your gadgets, what is one of your favorites or one of the ones that you use the most?
Well, I'll tell you of two, one that people can buy for $1 and one that costs several thousand dollars.
Okay.
So, you know those head scalp massagers you put in your head?
Yeah.
That costs $1. And those have gotten better. They're actually better now. But if you use two on your head and one on each knee, 20% of women who have a four tingler experience, it's called a tingler head massager, experience a spontaneous orgasm.
Oh, my goodness.
It is.
How many? 70%?
No, 20%.
20, okay.
But 40% of people say that's the most intense, pleasurable experience of their life. Now, most people are just used to one head tingler, and it doesn't work that well if you do it on yourself.
Right.
But if you get two on your head and one on each knee, it is an experience that a lot of people will say, that's the most pleasurable thing I've ever felt in my life.
That's great. And that's $4.
Well, they each cost $1. That's $4, right.
That's great. That's, many of the technologies in the book are free because they're exercises. That's a good one and a great way to use something that we all have one. Just get together and pool them.
Right. Just get a couple more, go to Amazon, put head scalp massager or something. And my wife and I do it almost every night or every morning, and it's a great way to wake up with that much pleasure.
That's fantastic. That's fun. Okay, what about some of the ones that are a lot more costly? Do they do any more than that?
Well, like, for example, I have a chair that if you sit in it, it induces profound states of meditation. At the conference you and I were at, there was a big waiting line to get in it because people were having these profound experiences. And, you know, it's fun. It uses various technologies to quiet your mind. And, you know, we'll do a lot to quiet our mind, not generally very successfully. So if you can sit in a chair and do nothing and it quiets your mind, that's a pretty powerful technology.
When you were in, you said you were in a monastery for 10 years?
Yeah.
Did you ever think that there was, that you would have used one of these gadgets or these chairs or machines during that time? Wasn't this all stuff that you could do with your own mind?
Well, I'm always looking for the best technique, you know, whether it be this spiritual technique or this technology. You know, I one time had a conversation with the Dalai Lama about these things and asked for his opinion, and I'll quote you what he said to me. He says, "If it were possible to become free of negative emotions by a gadget, an electrode, or a drug, without impairing the critical mind, I would be the first patient." Now, he said that to me 10 years ago, and since then, he has become very interested in these things because he wants to end human suffering,
right.
And he sees that this might be much more efficient than methods, technologies that existed 2,000 years ago.
I agree. Would you say that most people that you experience want the same thing? They want to end human suffering?
I think people want variations on a theme. They want to end human suffering. They want to feel good. They want to create ecological balance. But I see the common denominator is that all these things would eventually, if they happen, would come from a feeling of peace inside of ourselves. And we all know the kingdom of heaven's within, but we haven't necessarily had good keys to that kingdom. We've had 2,000-year-old technology to that kingdom, you know? And I think with these new keys that we may be able to get there quicker. You know, nobody has a computer from 1980 because the technology has gotten a lot better. And
right.
So I think it's the same thing when we're trying to find inner peace or a more open heart, that we always have to be on the lookout for how those technologies, those inner technologies, are getting better. And, you know, I had an unusual experience as a teen in that when I was 12, I was put in a special class that had a computer. Now, at the time, the computer weighed 500 pounds, and it basically played tic-tac-toe, and that was it. But there was a guy in the class with me who was 4 years older than me named Steve. I didn't know what his last name was at the time, but we called him Steve Jerk because he was somewhat of a jerk. Well, it ends up Steve Jerk ended up being a guy named Steve Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in a computer class with Steve Jobs at age 12. And I had one experience with Steve where we were both vying for this computer, and he was, like, really pushy, and I said to him, "Why are you so obsessed with this machine?"
Uh-huh.
And he said to me, "You don't see it, do you?" And I said, "See what?" He said, "This machine is going to change the world. It's going to change everything."
Mm.
And you're right, I didn't see it.
Mm.
But I do believe that these inner technologies, whether they be supplements or gadgets or tools of various kinds, will help us evolve to the next level much more quickly than using meditation. Now, I'm a big fan of meditation.
Yeah, you must
be.
But
it's a 10,000-year-old technology. And, you know, I don't even allow my iPhone to get 3 years old.
I know. But it definitely never gets old, meditation. But I don't know. Maybe we're just in such a faster-paced society that we don't take the time to meditate. But look at something like Headspace. That's a very popular app. Very popular.
Yeah.
So people do meditate.
Yeah, and that's an easier way to meditate. I think people should use whatever works for them. So the question is, what works as well as possible for you in the shortest amount of time so you'll do it often and feel good a lot. Because I think people who feel good end up contributing the most to the world. They end up being better parents and partners. And research shows that they end up making a lot more money.
Because their overall sense of happiness increases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, there's a magical mantra in your book that you said leads to gratitude. Can you talk about that and share with
us? Sure. It's an interesting story. You know, in the 90s, I interviewed 40 spiritual leaders, ranging from the Dalai Lama to late Mother Teresa, and I was always asking them, what is your favorite technique for, you know, connecting with spirit? And I was a little bit surprised that the majority said that gratitude was the most important key. So I became focused on what helps people feel gratitude. I had a friend several years ago come back from a spiritual teacher in India saying that he learned this magical mantra that helped him to feel overwhelming gratitude. So I decided to visit this guru because I always want, you know, the best techniques. And have you been to India, Lisa?
I have not, no.
It's not an easy place to get to.
I can imagine, yes.
Yeah, you know, it's 18,000 miles away, and once you're there, you have to take a rickshaw through traffic, and it's polluted, and it's, you know, it's a hard place. So I finally get there, I get to the ashram, there's a five-hour waiting line to talk to the guru. I'm jet-lagged and worn out.
Wow.
And but I finally get a chance to talk to him, and I say, you know, Guruji, I hear you have this magical mantra for helping people feel gratitude. And he says, yes, my mantra is the most powerful mantra on earth. And he leans in to whisper it into my ear, and he says, whenever possible, repeat the following words. The mantra I give you are the words, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I look at him, I think he's kidding, but he's not kidding.
No.
I go, that's it? I traveled 20,000 miles to get the word thank you, that's it?
Well,
he looks at me and he says, no, that's it is the mantra you have been using, and that makes you feel like you never have enough.
That's a good point.
My mantra is thank you, not that's it. That's it will take you nowhere.
But that's actually a beautiful, because we've heard so much about the power of gratitude. And I know from my own personal experience, it is groundbreaking. It really shifts space. Just the power of gratitude shifts your space from what is not to what is.
Yeah. And, you know, he gave me more instruction. He said, so when you see your child or a sunset or your pet, say thank you from your heart. You know, when you eat good food, say thank you from your heart. Well, I was really pissed off and disappointed. So I said, well, thank you. And he said, no, thank you is not the mantra. You must say it from your heart many times a day. So, you know, I leave the ashram, I go into a taxi, and, you know, I had air conditioning. It's like 120 degrees outside. So wow. I think, thank you for this air conditioning. Then I get to my hotel, and there's a bottle of clean water. I said, thank you for this clean water. And then I open up my laptop to, you know, talk to Skype my wife. I said, thank you for this laptop. I mean, think of what an amazing thing that is.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm soon talking to my wife through Skype for free on the other side of the planet. I say, thank you for Skype. And then I see my wife, and I say, thank you for my wife. And as I'm talking to her, tears of gratitude go down my face because I realize, you know, we live better than billionaires lived 20 years ago. But if you don't have a way of appreciating it, then it all goes by without you noticing. So even little technologies like the thank you mantra can be very powerful in changing how we feel.
That is a beautiful story. And what about the thank you and can I get some more? Do you know that philosophy? I mean, that mind, monkey mind type of thing that says, thank you, now I want, or thank you, and then let's go for the next thing. That's not a part of the mantra, is it?
Well, there's the thank you mantra, and then there's how can I be of service in this moment, and what do you want me to do? You know, I'm sure you've experienced this, Lisa. Most of our success in life comes from listening to the still small voice within.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, every day I meditate either with a gadget or on my own, and I listen for what I'm supposed to do. And then I even have an app that reminds me to use the thank you mantra. You know, so.
Yeah.
So, we need all the help we can get.
Yeah. Well, that's. I was wondering what your daily routine was. So what does it look like, Jonathan?
Well, I wake up and I take some nootropics. In my case, stuff that I got called Qualia. And then my wife and I pleasure each other with this head tingler. And then we walk our dogs. And as we're walking our dogs, I use the thank you mantra. Later, when I meditate, I either meditate in this chair that induces meditation, or I meditate on my own. And sometime during the day, I like to use something called a neurostimulation device that kind of gives you a runner's high without having to actually leave the couch. So these are all things that are very easy, and they make my day feel good, even when things don't go well, which, you know, that happens.
What about for things like injuries and, injuries, pain?
Well, I didn't go into health, physical health things so much in the book because that would be a whole other book. But,
right.
You know, the attitude of our mind so much affects our body that if your mind and emotions are in a good place, it tends to help with your healing.
True. And then you can find... I do find this, that it actually releases certain neurochemicals that cause dopamine reactions to happen, and that reward center of the brain does get stimulated, which allows you to want to move forward and find more ways of doing things. So you would find a healing gadget, you would find your way to the right practitioner, or certain things that work for you. So you didn't get into things like anti-inflammatories or anything like that?
No, I didn't. But, you know, as I mentioned to you briefly at the conference, I know you had some kind of brain injury a while back, and there's an app called Super Better that can help you stay motivated to do the things to help you to be as healthy as possible. And hundreds of thousands of people have used it to help overcome everything from depression to weight loss. And little things like that can be very useful if you're trying to make some kind of change.
What does that app do? Does it push out a certain frequency, or does it measure a frequency?
Neither. It basically helps you stay motivated to do the things that are hard that you already know are going to be helpful for you. So it's really like a video game for motivation. And it has reminders, and it has, like, you're on a quest, and you get points if you do the quest each day, and you can connect up with your Facebook friends and say how you did. And it makes life and your disciplines, you know, I hate exercise, but I use Super Bear to get me to the gym 3 times a week.
Oh, so it's games and so forth that allow you to stay motivated.
Yeah.
Huh. That is interesting. What would you say if you were to create your own app? What type of app would you create? Like, what types of things do you think people really need the most?
Well, I think nowadays people need two things. One, a way to quiet their mind, because there's so much going on that our minds can just get, you know, overstimulated. And the other thing is people want connection. You know, we've lost community and connection, and, you know, having 1,000 Facebook friends does not equal one really good friend.
Yeah.
So things that deepen your connection with people, whether they be apps or gadgets, I think are really important in this day and age. And I tend to focus in that direction, but other people focus in other directions.
Now, what about some of the gadgets that open you up to a higher spiritual state or those types of things? Is that better done through meditation or through the gadgets? What is your favorite?
Well, there's no better. It's really what works for you.
True.
You know, I've had a couple different spiritual paths, and everybody thinks their path is the best, but the best path is the one that seems to work for you. And so, you know, I have this chair that induces these profound spiritual experiences, so I tend to use that. But I also like this nootropic that gives me the experience of the drug ecstasy without the body downsides. Mm-hmm. And I also find that, you know, sometimes if I just have a few minutes and I want to listen to a guided meditation, I listen to Headspace. So mm-hmm. there's a lot of options. And I try to, you know, in the Technology of Joy book, I try to say, this is what this does. And if you're looking for peace, I'd recommend this. If you're looking for ecstasy, I'd recommend this. If you're looking for deepening your relationship, I recommend this. So it's really a matter of what works for you and finding that.
Oh, I love this. I mean, do you think that the future of hacking happiness, as you call it, is this what it looks like?
Well, it's kind of like the Steve Jobs story. You know, it was hard to see that this 500-pound computer was going to change the world, but he could see it. And I already see that it's changed my life, and it's changed my wife's life, and a lot of people who, you know, say, yeah, that I hated X, Y, and Z, but this other thing you told me about was really fantastic. Mm-hmm. And you only need to find one thing that really works for you to change your life. So I believe that the whole pursuit of happiness and spirituality is going to go through a dramatic change in the next few years. Mm. From external to internal, and from internal to advancing technologies that will try to match up a person to what will work best for them.
Okay. Now, can you talk to me a little bit about some of those gadgets? The one that you had in there, the conference that I saw you at, was something was stuck to your forehead and the
yeah.
back of the brainstem. What is that specific one?
Well, that's a gadget called the Think, THYNC. It's called a neurostimulation device, and it puts very, very small amounts of electrical stimulation into your prefrontal cortex. You know, it looks like a half a deck of playing cards on your forehead. And you just use it for 10 minutes. And according to the studies and a recent article that came out in the New York Times, this increases your learning capacity 38% for up to a week in just 10 minutes of stimulation. Now, the Pentagon's been using this for years. But it used to cost a lot. Now it costs about $200.
Wow.
Just like, you know, you and I are using a supercomputer that used to cost $50 million. We now have it in our pockets. It's called an iPhone, and it costs $200.
Mm-hmm.
So,
this would be great for students. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I like to use this because it increases my learning capacity. And it also gives you kind of a runner's high. It increases your endorphins for a while, and it feels good.
Interesting. And where do you you said it's around $200. Where do you get these types of devices? Do you have them on your website?
Well, of course, I mentioned all that in the book, but I don't sell any of these devices, so I don't have any of them on my website. I do have lots of information on my website, which is findinghappiness.com. But I don't sell anything from my website because I thought that that would be a conflict of interest.
Right.
But I do mention where to get them in the book, and you can Google them, and you'll find their websites.
Interesting. Okay, so you can research and do all of this on – and so you don't recommend any specific one over the other. You just ask people to try it. Read the book first to see what would be suitable for you, what your experience is that you desire, and just let me know a little bit about where you see technology going with these types of gadgets.
Mm-hmm. Well, the general way is that the technologies get better, they get faster, they get smaller, and they cost less. So soon, you'll go to somebody who will say, well, what do you want? You know, here's a magic wand. I can make any change inside your mind or emotions that you want. You want to reduce anxiety? Okay. Then here are the three things that are going to help you the most in the quickest amount of time. Try all three and find the thing that works for you. we've been doing this. It's called doctors, and then they give you pills that get you addicted. But these new technologies won't have that addictive quality. They'll be more like training wheels, where they will train you much more quickly to learn how to quiet your mind or learn how to open your heart or learn how to do something that you think is valuable. Now, some of them could become addictive, and there are downsides, and I talk about that in the book, you know, what to look out for. You know, video games are addictive.
True,
but
they are.
Also, they can be good if you use them in the right way. So, you know, you have to... It's good to have some guidelines.
What about the nootropics? Do you think that those could be addictive, or do they stimulate the production of the certain component or compound that you need?
Well, nootropics are more like good food. You know, if you eat Twinkies, your mind is not going to be at its best. But if you eat good brain food, your mind is at its best. Now, they're not addictive in that you go through intense withdrawal if you stop them, but you do go back to your baseline. They don't teach you how to get to these brain states. You have to take them in order to get that brain food in you every day.
Okay. Well, true. And is there a good one that you know of for memory?
Well, anything that gives you good brain food is going to help with your memory. Actually, the THYNC, THYNC, helps with memory, and there's research that shows that. But all the brain foods can help. I like the brain food Qualia. There's also a website called webnutrients.com. Once again, I have no financial tie to any of these places. That has some really good stuff. And they all can help with focus and memory. Because they are giving your brain like it's superfood.
Fascinating. I mean, to think, you said it's a neurostim device, so it actually could cause more circulation in the brain, which would then help with things like learning capacity and memory and so forth, right? It's just blood circulation, right?
No, it's not more just blood circulation. It's actually it is helping the neurons to fire more in coordination with each other. So that it actually does a lot more than just give your brain more blood flow. It seems to help create more order in your prefrontal cortex, and that's what's really interesting, that we may be able to greatly amplify our IQ over time by using devices such as these.
Wow, it's great for writing or focusing. And can you use those types of devices if you're taking other medications or if you're on a chemo drug or something like that? Are there any other counterindications?
Well, I'm not a doctor, so I can't say definitively, but this has been researched, and these devices are FDA approved and legal because the abuse potential seems to be very, very, very low, like around a cup of coffee. Can you abuse caffeine? Absolutely. But caffeine's legal because it's really hard to die by caffeine.
Right. Very interesting. Well, once again, the name of the book is called The Technology of Joy. And what is your website?
It's findinghappiness.com. And, in fact, I have some stuff there where if people give me their email, I give my 15 favorite products and where they can get them. Once again, I don't have financial ties to them, and they can download that for free.
Just a curator of happiness.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you being on and that you've taken the time to really research all of this and give us a comprehensive view of it and some warnings of what works and what might be good for you. So thanks, Jonathan. You're a lot of fun.
Well, it's been a labor of love, and it's always fun to talk to you, Lisa.
You too. And I know that there's so much more to who you are being, so thank you for sharing this piece with us. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. And that's it for me today. Thank you so much to Gina Salvati, executive producer of The Aware Show, and Joyce Walker, producer of The Aware Show, and everyone who listens to The Aware Show. Thank you for your energy. It's that exchange that makes these shows happen. And until next time, I invite you to stay aware.